Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there. Welcome to the show. This is Coach Anna McCoy on Woman I Found Radio, The Real McCoy Show. I'm excited to be with you today. We're talking about next level leadership. So we want you to join in with us, tell your friends about it, start to tune in, and we will be making it happen right here on Woman Act Now Radio. What I want to talk to you about today is we've been talking about leadership and management and taking it to the next level. We've covered a number of different things over the course of these last few weeks on Woman Act Now Radio. So I want to continue our discussion on next level leadership. Let me just take a minute just to review for a minute. We've talked about what's the difference between a leader and a manager. A leader influences. A manager manages projects. Projects, and they want to ensure that what we want gets done. So whereas leaders require vision, leaders require long-term thinking, looking at the overall picture of what we're attempting to do. So when we think about being a leader, and I want you to think about what type of leader are you? We've talked about that. We've talked about different levels of leadership, and those different levels of leadership starts with, first of all, you can be a leader by position or title. People follow you because they have to. They have rights. You know, it's a right that you follow because of my position. Secondly, we also have permission, and this is based on relationships where people follow because they give you permission or they want to be in relationship with you. Then our third level of leadership is production, and production really has to do with people following you because of what you have done for the organization. It's because you're results-oriented, and so therefore people will follow you because of your skill set, because of your ideas, because of your influence. They want to follow you. So if you would like to catch us live, you can do that as well at Woman Act Now on our homepage. If you're already there, you can just refresh that page, and you should start to see the broadcast of this program, Woman Act Now Radio, with Coach Anna McCoy. So talking about those levels of leadership, the fourth level of leadership has to do with personnel development. People follow because of what you have done for them, not necessarily for the organization, but they follow because of the reproduction, different things that you have invested, whether you're a mentor, you might have invested in them, so they will follow you because of that. Level number five has to do with personhood. People follow because of who you are and what you represent. They follow because they respect you, they love you, they care about you, and it's primarily because of what you've done and the influence that you may have in that particular area pertaining to those individuals. So I want to continue our discussions because I left off on last week talking about the important factors of leadership, and today we're going to talk about priorities, integrity, intentional integrity, creating positive change in your environment. So you're listening to Coach Anna McCoy with Woman Act Now Radio, The Real McCoy Show, and our topic today, again, throughout this month, has to do with next level leadership. So if you want to join the conversation, I want to encourage you to raise your hand if you're currently in the queue, or you can call us at 718-664-6402 to join this conversation, or you can chat with us on our chat on Ustream, and we will respond back to you. So if you think that you're the expert in leadership, you're part of Woman Act Now, I want to hear from you. I want you to talk to me about the characteristics of leaders, perhaps what are leaders lacking today, What are you seeing? What's the challenges you might be experiencing in your work environment as a leader? So let me go over those important factors of leadership because they were so good. On last week, we talked about the key to leadership is priorities. When you think about your priorities as a leader, you know, we have to be able to create priorities so that we can tell people or give people the opportunity and the direction in order to really do what they want, what we want them to do. The next one is the most important ingredient of leadership is integrity. Integrity keeps your character intact when it's under pressure. You know, so you need integrity in your life. It's a very important ingredient. The next one is the ultimate test of leadership has to do with creating positive change. Can you create positive change in the environment? And we're going to talk about that as it relates to you being a leader. Are you creating positive change in your environment? And what does it really, really take in order to do that? And I'm going to just give you basically some simple things that would help you as it relates to creating that positive change. The next one is the quickest way to gain leadership is to problem solve. I mean, it's nothing like being a problem solver. People are always looking for an answer. They're looking for something, for someone to do it. I was having a conversation today with someone, and we were talking about leadership and how leadership is influence and how people, they want to get in relationship with people who have some influence or who may appear to be a leader in their eyes. However, one of the things that I often say is that they want to get advice from people who have already taken the risk to do it. So they want to take that shortcut to get experience, and that's what we really call problem solving. So in order to be a great leader, or you want to get up the ladder very, very quickly, solve the problem. Solve the problem that may exist, and you'll see yourself climbing the ladder. And, you know, that's so very true. From the perspective of when I was working in Dictaphone many years ago, I was known as the problem solver. They gave me all the problem accounts. You know, people who tried over and over with some of our clients did not have good success. So they said, you know what, send Anna. Anna's fearless. She's courageous. She'll go talk to those people. She has a way with people. And basically, I had a way of solving problems. So I was able to drive up the ladder quite quickly in a very short period of time because I was willing to do what? Solve a problem. The next one is the extra plus in leadership is attitude. Attitude is everything. It is everything in order for you to succeed and do some of the things that you want to do in life. Attitude will take you where your skill set will never have an opportunity to take you. Some people will overlook the fact that you may be inexperienced or you may not have the necessary skills in order to get you to take it to the next level of leading a group of people that you can influence because of your great attitude. So I want to encourage you that one of those extra pluses of leadership is to have a great attitude. The next thing that I want to share with you today is the most appreciable asset of leadership is people. And when we talk about appreciable assets, we want to see those things that are consistently growing. And in this way, we see that your appreciable asset is you've got to pay attention to people. You've got to love people. You know, at least you better like them if you want them to follow you, you want them to do something for you, you want them to work with you. At least you ought to understand that they are an appreciable asset, which, you know, they can cause some things to depreciate as well. However, it is so important that you remember that people are important and they should be important to you. The next thing that I like to share with you, the next point, rather, is the indispensable quality of leadership is vision. You know, I had the opportunity when I was talking with Dick Parsons, who was the CEO of Time Warner at the time. I was speaking with him and interviewing him about some of the characteristics of leaders, and one of those was you couldn't really lead without vision. A quaint essential asset of a leader is vision. We have to have vision in order to help others do what we really want them to do, where we want them to lead, where we want them to execute, what we want them to demonstrate. We have to have vision in order to make that happen. The next point is the price tag of leadership is self-discipline. Now, if that were never true, I'm telling you, it's true today. The ultimate price of leadership is self-discipline. You've got to be disciplined enough to get things done in your life, to be able to provide the vision for others, to appreciate things about people that some people just don't rise to the occasion. So being a leader does require self-discipline. Self-discipline defined as simply delaying your gratification. Boy, that definitely is a sign of leadership. That means you may have to go early and stay late. Do you have the discipline to get it done? The most important lesson about leadership is people development, developing people, spending time to invest. I often meet leaders, and you have to know which lane you can really travel, you can ride in, because if you don't know your lane, even as a leader, it doesn't mean that we have to necessarily know how to manage people. We definitely have to delegate management of people if we don't know how to do it. Some people just don't like people, and I think that's hard to get people to follow you. People want to be appreciated, they want to be recognized, they want to be respected. And so you can certainly fall in that area of leadership where you earn followership because of your position, or you can choose to be a great leader by giving, loving, caring about other people. So I'm of the leadership style that I want to love and care about people. I want to take care of, make sure that their needs are met, their vision is understood. You'd have to say that I am a people person. So the last thing that holds leadership together, or the glue that holds leadership together, is trust. In order to lead, we have to learn how to build trust with others. So I want to go right into what I call priorities and integrity in leadership, what we need in leadership when we think about what is so important. The credibility of a leader has to do with integrity, competence, inspiration, purpose and direction, and charisma. All of those are important characteristics to the credibility of a leader. Integrity, I define integrity as integrity keeps the reflection of your character accurate and unquestionable. Accurate and unquestionable. That's what integrity does. And without it, it's going to be very difficult to really succeed over a protracted period of time for you to succeed and to win over that period of time. So integrity is so important. Know what to do when we think about priorities. As a leader, we need to know what to do, know when to do it, know who should do it, know how it can be done, and know where it should be done. That's the what, when, who, how, and where of leadership. So again, know what to do, know when to do it, know where to do it, know who should do it, and know how it should be done. So our next thing is intentional integrity. Intentional integrity has to do with planning how you will behave in a given situation before you are faced with a circumstance that puts your character under pressure. Again, intentional integrity, and of course this is Coach Anna's definition, is planning how you will behave in a given situation before you are faced with a circumstance that puts your character under pressure. So integrity is the glue that aligns your value and your character. I mean, it puts those things together. And integrity is that whisper saying, oh, I'm not sure about that. And you know what? As a leader, we need to be integral in the things that we do. When we think about people, when we think about individuals when it comes to leadership and what we lack, oftentimes You might ask different people, you know, what do leaders lack today? Leaders lack the ability when it comes to lead. There were several surveys that were done. And when we think about what, you know, there are 3% leaders, there are 87% followers, and 10% destroyers. When you think about that, 3% leaders, these are the people who know when to say yes and know when to say no. 87% followers, they don't know when to say yes or when to say no. And then we have that 10% that are destroyers, and these are the ones who sabotage. They're not interested in really leading well, but they are saboteurs in order to get what they want. When I was doing the research for leadership, I was thinking about what are some of the things that are missing in leaders. When we think about it, I want to go through a list of things before I continue to move forward into creating positive change. I want to talk about what's missing in leaders today. Well, number one is courage. What does that really mean? Courage to do what's necessary and to do it quickly. We are seeing something right now in our economy right now where there's oil gushing in the Gulf of Mexico. And now it's been almost 2 months, and there still has not been a solution. There's talk whether this is going to impact the presidency of our President Obama, or, you know, can he overcome this? Can we take it to, I mean, is this just a situation that people will let, you know, move on? Or how much will this damage his perspective and perception as a leader? Does he have the courage to get this done? Will he take the risk? Will he do what's necessary? Another thing that's missing in leaders is humility. Ew. Say, ouch. When was the last time you had a piece of humble pie as a leader? It's a question that we have to answer. So when you think about that, this is from a survey of looking at several different areas where people say, you know what? What I want from my leader, you know, is, you know, we have people who are leading and they just don't have humility. They're unreachable. They're untouchable. Number three is shared purpose with followers. Wow, a shared purpose. There are oftentimes there could be leaders who simply, when we think about them, they just want what they want done. Rather than helping and leading and assisting others, they just, let me just do what I want to get done. And therefore, there's a missing element of shared purpose with followers. I'm of the firm belief that it's so important that we connect with people. There's corporate destiny and there's individual destiny. And the more we try to blend those at some point where people feel like they're fulfilling their own personal destiny within your corporate destiny, then you're going to be able to get a whole lot more from those individuals. The fourth one is emotional intelligence. What our leaders lack is that emotional intelligence, their emotional IQ is lacking, meaning that there is a challenge with being able to empathize with others. You know, and I know you've got to be thinking sometimes, look, we just need to get this done. I don't have time for all that. I recall when I went changed my environment where I was in corporate sales and the environment was relentless. You know, just get it done, do what we have to do, make the sale, solve the problem, you know, do what you have to do. Be courageous, be fearless, do it. And then I moved to an environment where relationship was important. Humility certainly was important. Respecting and coming together with others, that was important. And so what I began to understand is that I lack some emotional intelligence, because one of the things I said is, look, we don't need to, what is all this emotions for? Can't we just do what we need to do? Why do we have to go through this? And so when you think about emotional intelligence and people being able to really do what they need to do, as a leader, we have to have some level of emotional IQ so that we can understand where people are in the scope of being able to do what they do. Another one I want to share with you, what are leaders lacking? Leaders are certainly lacking what we call, they lack vision. Their vision is not what do you call, strong enough or sufficient enough to really help people take it to the next level? Take it to the next level. Would you just turn? Take that to the next level of for individuals. So when we lack vision, it certainly impacts our ability to lead others. Consensus to achieve vision is another issue that is faced, that leaders face when it comes to what's missing. So now, you know, I'm just telling you those things that are missing in leadership, but I want you to think about you as a leader. Are you missing any of these important elements? Consensus to achieve vision. I think this is so important because, you know, it's oftentimes people think that people really understand what they want them to do. And the reality is half of the time they don't understand. They're missing information. They don't know who to talk to. They don't know what to do. And oftentimes if we cannot get consensus on the vision of what we're trying to do, we assume that people understand where we want to go. But this is one of our missing elements, is that we're not on the same page. I was looking at a documentary on yesterday about Toyota. Toyota's issue with their gas pedal, with, you know, the issues that they were having. And one of the things that was really interesting is that they brought to our attention that there were 29 leaders who really are the executives of Toyota, but they're in Japan. We had a major issue here in the U.S., and no one was given authority on how to really handle this situation and really speak to it. So the CEO of Toyota eventually came, and he came for the hearings, and as he was sharing, as he went back to headquarters, and he was sharing with all of the people of Toyota, you could see he was really overwhelmed with emotion because of the challenges that the employees were experiencing here in the U.S. So when I think about this idea of consensus to achieve vision, if we don't have a clear understanding of what's required of us and being able to disseminate that information throughout our organization, throughout our relationships, we're certainly going to have a major challenge in being able to execute on our ideas. And that's what we saw happen even with Toyota. Is it the pedal? Is it electronic? Is it a floor mat? What is the problem? Well, at the end of the day, I'm not sure if we've even heard or solved that problem. Number seven is leaders are missing bedrock of principles. In these recent years, we've seen where in the financial industry and the entire real estate and mortgage industry, where leadership allowed certain things to happen, certain mortgages to be done unscrupulously, you know, because we lack principles. So as leaders, we are going to have to be people to who can operate based on those principles, based on defined principles. Another area that was surveyed about leaders was missing a moral compass. There are so many different ideas about morality these days. What's okay and what's not okay? As a leader, it's our job certainly to define that value system for those that we are influencing so that they understand or that they can walk in agreement with what we believe and what we stand for. When I think of the next one, it's integrity, character, or a willingness to lead. Just as I shared with you, there are many different levels of leadership. And so when you think about leadership, I want you also to consider the fact that there must be a willingness to lead. Some people end up in leadership for various different reasons. Perhaps somebody, you know, you've been working in an environment for a long time and you just seem to be the next one in line. So you figure, okay, my turn. And my turn doesn't always cut it. You must have a willingness to lead. The next principle is listening. Leaders don't listen. They don't have a clue about what the needs of those individuals in their organization requires. So now, when I'm sharing these principles with you, what's missing in leaders has to do with the way people see leaders, like those that are literally vertically below you. These are perceptions that they have shared, a survey from which they say, as a leader, this is what we're missing. We are missing our desire, integrity, and character, and a willingness to lead. So, hey, Shauna, I just want to welcome you to the show. My sidekick, Shauna Stallworth, is here, and I want to thank you all for joining us for Woman Act Now Radio with Coach Anna McCoy, The Real McCoy Show, and we're talking about leadership, and I'm sharing with you what's missing in leaders. So, Shauna, I've been sharing several different principles as I was researching and doing, the study of leadership and preparing, and we've taught this in various different environments where we've taught leadership principles. And some of the things that we're missing are that people identified as things that leaders missed. Mm-hmm. This one was a passion for people.
Oh.
That when you think about leaders, you know, you'd have to, my objective is helping women to become leaders in any capacity that they're in, meaning that by doing acts of leadership that you're creating an environment really to lead, to lead others, that getting, you know, really accelerating your opportunity in leadership requires solving problems. Mm-hmm. But this particular survey, as I began to research and research what employees say about their leaders, their managers, these are some of the things that they say that, you know, my manager or my leader, they really don't have passion for people.
Hmm.
So
that's got to be hard.
Yeah, that they don't want to be bothered. I know a lot of leaders who says, I can't stand people. Look, get those people out of my office.
That's right.
That kind of thing. So, that's okay too. What they're saying too is that they don't want to be bothered with the mundane things.
Hmm.
You know, if it's at a higher level, then let me deal with it. But emotional and all of these other things, but we talked about already about emotional intelligence, your emotional IQ is necessary in leadership. So when we think about these particular things of what's missing in leaders, things that we need to develop more,
mm-hmm.
and that is the passion for people.
I got a question, Coach,
mm-hmm.
if I may.
Yeah.
You just said integral. Say that part again. Emotional
intelligence.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm interested in that. Talk to me.
Emotional intelligence really has to do with your empathy, with your ability to put yourself in the other person's shoes.
Okay.
That you could see what other people see, that it's not so much that we're just get it done, that we're so results-oriented,
mm-hmm.
that we don't have compassion,
okay.
that we don't have empathy, that we can't see what others see because we're so tunnel vision,
mm-hmm.
on what we want or what we desire to achieve or to execute. So not that you have to, for leaders it's very taxing. They just want to say, okay, this is what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, if you take that leader,
mm-hmm.
is that leader also a person who can convey and communicate vision clearly?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, are they all muddled?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so things keep coming back, but they don't really understand. So
mm-hmm.
there are a lot of different characteristics of a leader
mm-hmm.
that we have to possess in order to be effective.
Okay.
And so some of the principles that I'm sharing today has to do what's missing in leaders. It looks like I'll probably end up talking about a number of these before we get to our next subject matter. And I want to welcome those who are joining us, listening to Woman Act Now Radio with Coach Anna McCoy and Shauna Stallworth on The Real McCoy Show. So today we're talking about what's missing in leaders.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this information has been developed out of doing our own conferences,
mm-hmm.
our own seminars and training, corporate training opportunities where people, you know, I'll say something like, you know, what's missing in leaders? What do you see your leader lacking?
Mm-hmm.
If they're a manager, if they're your supervisor, if any perception that this person is a leader to me, what are they missing? And
mm-hmm.
these are some of the things. I have over 50 of them that yes, over 50 things that we're missing. So I may not get to all of those, but number 13 is common sense. The assumption is this. One of our most recent leadership and management seminars we did, our corporate training we did for one of our clients, is one of the, you know, we're writing on the whiteboards, on the sheets, tacking them up to the wall, we're going around, and I'm saying, well, what is it about your leader or your manager that you know, drives you crazy?
Mm-hmm.
One of them said, just don't have any common sense.
True.
I don't know how in the world they got to where they are. Okay, and sometimes you just can't teach common sense.
Yes.
I mean, it's hard to teach people to just, can you just think for a moment? But yet you're walking in leadership. So you have to be thinking to yourself, how do I change this? What do I do? A lot of it has to do, what I think, is consciousness. It's just being conscious.
Mm-hmm.
Just been so, I mean, what is the enemy to common sense?
Mm-hmm.
I think the enemy to common sense is rules.
You know what? Yeah, that, and may I say?
Yes.
Your perception of what you believe common sense is.
Yes. Well, that's probably, I mean, your perception.
What
well,
you perceive for it to be. Because you may perceive that common sense would say, you know, just go pick up that. It makes sense. You see, it's spilt over. Just go pick
yeah,
it up.
Right.
But see, that might not be common sense to somebody else.
Well, see, that's a problem right there.
But you do you?
Yes, I understand. But
how they solve their problems, the way
yeah,
you may do it, may say, you know what, that's just common sense, and you just know to do that. But it may not be common sense to them, and they may still get the job done.
Yes.
But it just may not be common sense to them. And what they believe common sense is may not be common sense to you.
Well, it definitely isn't common sense. If it ain't common sense to see that, you know. But what I think that, I think that's a very good point in the sense, too, is that the enemy to common sense oftentimes are rules.
That's good.
When you think about rules,
mm-hmm,
people say, well, I didn't know I could do that. Why didn't you know? Because we have to do it this way.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I'm saying?
That's
or
good.
This is not this is not a part of our system.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's not a part of the system, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you see it, you got a bottleneck here, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. I just can't touch that right now because they told us not to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So when you think about the rules and authority, it often is the enemy of common sense.
Mm.
People might want to make a decision, but in this case, I'm talking about leaders who lack it,
mm,
who just, you know, they're leading, and they lead out of that whole perception that let me do what I'm told, let me follow the rules,
mm,
let me, rather than saying, okay, let's look at everything and make a decision.
Mm.
Within the guidelines are within the variances that we can afford, and nobody's hurt, but can we make a decision? Well, no, let me go ask somebody.
Mm-hmm.
People said, boy, they're about to wear me out. Now, you lead me. Why should I follow this? So that's one of the problems of leadership today. Another one is servitude and servant leader. We've talked about on our 20 most powerful principles that women leaders execute on,
mm-hmm,
one of them was being a servant leader.
Mm-hmm.
This is what's lacking in leadership,
mm-hmm,
is that everybody wants to lead and they want a position.
Mm-hmm.
They want the trappings,
right,
the benefits,
mm-hmm,
of leadership, but yet they don't want to serve anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so servant leadership says serve,
mm-hmm,
and allow service to influence others, because we've identified leadership as what? Influence.
Mm-hmm. That's my favorite one.
Is servant leadership?
Yes, because it continues to cause you to take to always look at yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Always look at yourself. So that's good for me, especially because I believe myself to be a leader in training.
Mm-hmm.
And when I think about that, it keeps me humble, and it keeps me always looking at myself. So I think that's my favorite.
Oh, that's beautiful. I think, too, is another one is what we call trustworthiness. What's lacking in leadership is trustworthiness,
mm-hmm,
okay, which means that, again, in thinking about some of those situations with the people we've talked about, is that the comment was, if you can't talk to your, like if you have a manager,
mm-hmm,
who is perceived as a leader,
mm-hmm,
but there is no trust,
mm-hmm,
there is no loyalty,
mm-hmm,
that what I tell you, I'm standing in the break room and somebody else knows about what we just talked about. So it's a missing characteristic of leaders today, is that where's the confidence? Where's that confidentiality amongst you know, people we lead, about what we do, about what they do. Is there anything sacred anymore? And so that's one of the things that as a leader we have to pay attention to, our level of integrity in that place of trust with the people that we lead. Number 16 is conviction to fulfill vision. That's another thing that is lacking. Remember where our subject matter today is, what's missing, what's lacking in leaders today? A conviction to fulfill vision. And let me explain it this way. Where that comes from is that if you are leading in an organization, you've been given a charge, okay, you have to accept leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And with leadership comes your willingness to be convicted about the vision. Because one of these points was is that leaders miss or they lack a consensus to achieve vision. So that means that oftentimes those who are in leadership, they don't even agree. So then there's also a fallout of not being convicted to fulfill the vision that they don't have consensus on,
oh, that's good.
To achieve it. So when you think about what we lack, we have to, everything I'm sharing with you from a lack means that this is what we need in leadership.
Right.
We need, I can just as easily turn this around and say, what leaders must possess, okay? And that is a conviction to fulfill vision. But this is from the perspective of others who are being led and saying, my leader is not even convicted to fulfill this vision. They don't even have a passion. They don't even have a drive to fulfill. I can see that, okay? Every day it's a different thing. Okay, the next one is transparency. Leaders must be transparent. And this is what they're missing. They're not, I remember when I was doing this research in one of the surveys, is that leaders are just not transparent. They don't tell you the truth. Just tell me the truth, okay? If it is what it is, just tell me what it is. What is the benefit of not telling the truth, not being transparent?
There is no benefit to
that. Yeah, and it also means that, guess what, you don't have to tell everything, but what you do tell, be transparent about that.
Right.
Ooh, this is interesting. Number 18 is creating conversation. Leaders lack or they miss this whole, you know, they don't know how to communicate with people. Just create, just to have some conversation. You know, there's such a disparity in levels of leadership between the people we lead and the people who follow us. You know, but they're both the same people. I said the people we lead and the people who follow us. They're both the same people.
Right.
But because we have positioned ourselves and taken on a position, I am a leader, then I've already put a gap between the follower and the leader. So there's something we call followership. Okay? So as a leader, how good are you at following? Do you have any followership characteristics? Because a part of leadership is decreasing and increasing, knowing when to do it at the right time. Even though you're in the position of influence and leadership, it doesn't mean that you have all the answers. Okay? Number 19 is leaders see leadership as an event rather than an attribute. How will one lead in this situation? So, for instance, what this is saying is that what's missing is that a leader sees leadership as an event rather than an attribute, rather than a characteristic about who I am. So, for instance, we were in Amsterdam, right? Okay, a good example, I remember standing in that airport, in this empty airport, and I said, you know what, they must tell all these people to leave.
Right.
You know, when I get back to America, I'm going to apologize to the people, because we got good customer service, even when it's bad, it's good. I mean, you know, just have somebody there who can say something to you.
Right.
Who can respond, who can, that's customer service. When you don't have anybody, I mean, it was like a ghost town in there.
That's right.
And so two or three people started coming up, some people that was on the same flight with us. And I just said, you know what, I'm going to do this. I lead in any country I'm in. I said that out loud to all these people, and they're like, oh, well, tell us what we should do. Okay, this is what you need to do, what you need to do. You remember when we were in the baggage line and I had all them people filling out the paper? Then we didn't even need that. Just leading people to nowhere. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just following instruction, then taking, getting people in order and all kind of stuff. But that's what I mean by leading by an event rather than an attribute. Most people lead by, they'll step up if nobody else does. But a leader has leadership in her wherever she goes, any country she's in. She's going to handle it, okay? The mojo works everywhere. And so wherever I was, and let me tell you, I traveled to Jamaica, and they identified who the leaders were in the group, and I said, that's just wonderful. I'm not going to try to usurp any authority here, but you know, I will take the lead when necessary, but in a gentle way. So I just kind of observed and watched and different things, and when we were over there, they every time they go to feed the people would just go crazy. Finally, I just said, let me go on and jump on in here. And I tell people, like, I tell them the truth. So all of a sudden, you know, we started out, and word about our presence must have spread there because every day the lunch line would get bigger and bigger. And then there would be babies coming up. Baby barely can walk, hollering by, you want something to eat. And then mama's sitting over there somewhere on the brick wall. And I was like, I don't know this baby. I ain't even seen you. You don't even have a band on. Who are you? You know, kind of thing. They were like, oh, okay. I said, you are not a part of this camp. It's like, because I hadn't seen you anywhere except for lunchtime. So when you think about leading, I just like, let me just go ahead and step in because nobody can seem to manage this. Right. Everybody get in line. Get in line. You don't get in line, you ain't getting nothing to eat. You know what I mean? It's like, she is crazy. So, but there you go. Lead where you have to. So that's what's so awesome about leadership as characteristic. Doesn't matter where you are, what you're doing, you're going to step up to the occasion. Number 20, and I want to welcome those who just joined us. We are talking about what's missing in leaders today, and I have a list of about 40 to 50 of these missing elements of what people say, people who are being led, what followers say that are missing in leaders. So this next one is charisma. Ooh, most people, tell me what you think about charisma.
Charisma, I think about it as that jovial, that joy, that, you know, that what pulls people to you when they see you. It's always happy and lovely, and it's this aura around you that causes people to want to follow you, to want to be around you, to want to know more about you.
Okay. So is that something you're born with, or is that something you can develop?
I think it can be both.
Yes. And so the issue here is that people are saying, those followers are saying, you know, I don't know what in the world's wrong with these leaders. They don't have any charisma. What they're saying is they're probably not friendly. They're probably unapproachable. Because all of that, the opposite of that is what we say charisma is, right? So when you think about, is it something that we can develop? Absolutely. Is it, they probably don't what? Smile. I mean, if you just smile at some people, honey, you can get a lot done.
It's true, actually.
You can get people to do all sorts of things for you. Just say, hey, you're loved and appreciated. You know, the whole thing, the whole world's turning around for you as a leader. But as followers, followers are saying, you know, leaders really lack charisma. They lack friendliness. They lack kindness. They lack, you know, what's wrong with their attitude. Because people with charisma, one of the biggest things is show those pearly whites. That smile will get you in some places where, honey, you never thought you were going to get in. Just, you know, you, one of the things I do, I think I'm pretty charismatic, right? But one of the things I do right off the bat, I make a decision. As soon as I, if I'm getting ready to meet somebody, and I learned this from my husband, is when I'm getting ready to meet someone, the first thing I'm going to do is open my eyes. Open them eyes. Let them see the white of the eyes and the white of the teeth. No matter if yours ain't that white, just let them see the teeth. Something about the teeth. Just let them see them teeth. When people see the teeth, oh, the friendliness. They think, oh, okay, okay. And a smile can change everything around. And that's the first place you can start if you have a problem with charisma. Learn how to unwrinkle your brow put a smile on your face.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to change your life.
That's right.
And so we call, me and my husband, we sit up here and we do like this. Just look at each other. I say, friend, show me that McCoy smile. He goes. And I do the same thing. I said, let me show you mine. We just smile and wrinkle a brow. Open up in my eyes and let the people see you. That's going to be one of the first things that you can do when it comes to trying to, because, you know, charisma is like an outward expression. It's an internal expression. I mean, an external expression of what supposedly is going on the inside. But people don't understand that. You got to change the outside of who you are for people to get inside of you. Because that's your shell. And if you're looking crazy,
always serious, all the time,
upside down, all the time, you ain't mad. No.
Right.
You're just looking ugly.
It's true.
Turn that smile upside down and start making things work for you. It's going to change everything. If you're in a position, you're leading others, you're a team leader. Just you got two people on your team, but you leading the team.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, turn it up. Turn it up. Smile. Open your eyes. Let them see the white of your eyes and the teeth. Hey, how y'all doing? Just practice. Look in the mirror and practice. Every time you think about, start smiling. Most people don't smile. They, you know, whatever the case is. Well, do that. Do what you got to do. But let those eyes let people know you care about them. The next one is team-oriented. How do you lead a team but you're not on the team? Leaders are not team-oriented.
Oh.
How do you lead a team but you're not on the team?
That makes sense.
Because you want to be the team leader, but you don't know how to be on a team.
Mm-hmm.
I can do this myself. I'm not asking anybody. I don't need to delegate. I might as well. If I got to deal with all this,
mm-hmm.
that is not being a team player.
Mm-hmm.
Being a team player is saying, you know, what can I do? How can I get it done? What do you need me to do? That's being a team player.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And if it means you have to decrease and increase at the appropriate time, then that's what you've got to do. The next one is respect. Leaders don't respect people.
Mm.
Oh, boy, we heard that a lot in that group we were in.
We sure did.
It's like trying to get respect from the people you work with, the people who are your boss. They talk to you any type of way.
Mm.
Not acceptable as a great leader. In my opinion, Shauna, it's as easy to be kind as it is to be disrespectful.
Yes, it is.
You know, it's a choice. You make a choice to ask, like you got some sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's the same thing even in your marriage and your relationship. Lord, don't let me move over there.
Yeah.
Because, see, now we have that positional leadership. If you're married in a relationship, we have positional leadership that when we get married, automatically there is a leader.
That's right.
You know, if you believe man and woman is, you know, as it relates to the word, man is head over woman, if you believe that, if you have that train of thought, automatically there's a positional leader in your home.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you do when leaders live together? Let's toe up.
Well, you have to learn how to increase and decrease at the right time. Both of you. You have to learn how to increase and decrease.
But I know somebody ought to be one to ask the question, what if you got one of them leaders that, you know, I'm the leader? You know, they always got to lead. I'm going to tell you how to do that. I'm going to tell you how to do that offline. No, when you have one of those leaders that always have to lead, that they have to make the decision, that, you know, let them hit that ground a few times.
Mm-hmm.
Just then all of a sudden they'll be asking your opinion.
That's right. And you can do it subtly. That's when you become a silent leader.
Ooh, that means that influence. You,
that's right.
You know, I'm going to tell y'all this, girl. One of my aunts told me, she said, honey,
right. Now
you know he's the leader of the home. He's the head.
Uh-huh.
But God didn't say he was the neck.
That's right.
He didn't say he was the neck, because the neck got to move the head.
Right.
So, you know, can you have some influence of the neck and then the head will follow?
That's right.
So, not that, don't tell them Coach Hannah said anything about that, but anyway. The next one is sincerity. What leaders lack is sincerity.
Mm-hmm.
It's just being sincere. When you think about that, what does that really mean? if a leader, these are the elements that are missing in leadership today, is just being sincere. Let's think about our president for a moment.
Okay.
Most people have a perception of politicians as being insincere, dishonest, just going to say whatever they need to say to appease whoever. Can I appease the greatest crowd right now? What is really sincerity? And why are we so afraid of it when you think about it?
I believe it's whatever you say and whatever you do it with your heart. That you do it 100%. And that you really feel what's like if I'm communicating about a certain subject, that is the passion behind it. How do I really feel about it? And am I just communicating this message, or do I really believe in these principles? Do I really believe in what's going on when something tragic has happened? And I go out, when you talk about our president, when you go out and you begin to look and see what's going on, you communicate what you're experiencing, and it's really hitting here.
Yes.
It's not just something that's coming off the top of your head because you're removed from the situation, but you've allowed this to be able to get in here and say, you know what, how can we really solve this problem? And you sincerely want to change it with your heart. Not just with words that come off of a piece of paper, or not just with actions that you believe this is the process or this is how it needs to get done, but that in your heart of hearts you know that, you know what, if we do this and we can accomplish this together, I truly believe that this is the way we can make it, we can do it. Or these principles, if you just follow them, trust me, you know, they'll change your life. And experience, when you think about your experience, that, you know, if it's not something that you've gone through, when you put yourself in the situation and you allow it to touch your heart, and if you're not able to do that, but if there are principles, whatever you're teaching, whatever is going on, if you're sharing it with somebody, that you've experienced this and that you can speak to it with all of your heart and be able to, that's what I believe it is.
Okay. All right. That's what Shauna believes sincerity is. Okay. That's good. Yes, I'm in agreement with you, is that oftentimes we don't hear the heart of the leader. And people want to hear the heart. I was mentioning, talking about the Toyota, the CEO of Toyota, and how he, when he went back to Japan to greet the headquarters, all of the people in the headquarters, to talk about the experience of coming before the Senate, to come before in that hearing, he said one thing. He said, I thought that I went there to support the people there, but I realized it was the people there who supported me.
Wow.
And he was almost in tears, because you could really experience the sincerity of this visionary about a company who has been known for excellence, a country who has been known for getting it right, for in how one of the largest companies in the world, Toyota, had this stain on them, this stain of will we trust, will they trust us again, was his heart. And so I'm sure many people will trust Toyota again. I read a recent article that the other automakers couldn't cash in on Toyota's woes. That even during that time, they really couldn't jump in, and people weren't flipping the script that fast. So the next one is ethics. People, leaders, having ethical behavior. That means doing the right thing, not when it's necessary, but all the time. And knowing the right thing to do is also an important part of ethics. Another one is excellence, where leaders just lack excellence. And one of the things, a couple of things, for instance, when we think about excellence, we think of simplicity. See things as they really are. What can really help you? Just be excellent. See it as it really is. Don't try to make it something else. The next one is systematic thinking. You know, when we're trying to say, how do we deliver excellence? And that is simply, stick with solving problems based on a systematic approach. You know, I've talked all the time about how, because we have both faith-based and secular and principles and all of these different things, we have all of these belief systems moving together. And so many people get so drawn into faith that they forget about a systematic way of approaching it, mm-hmm. and allowing faith really to be your guide to
mm-hmm.
recognize certain things that perhaps aren't right within that systematic approach,
mm-hmm.
or believing for something, you know, to help you with that next connection or whatever the case
mm-hmm.
may be.
Mm-hmm.
So in this situation, when we talk about excellence, it's really encouraging leaders to have a systematic approach to thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And that is simply sticking with solving problems based on a systematic approach.
Mm-hmm.
That if we could look at things like that as a leader without so much of the emotional are other things involved,
mm-hmm.
then we'll probably be able to produce over a protracted period of time
mm-hmm.
more often, because we'll have all the facts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
and then you start to make your decision. But most people don't.
Mm-hmm.
They make it off of their feelings. They make it off of various different things. They don't have all the information, and so they react in ways like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then real knowledge is
mm-hmm.
teach others, prioritize, strategize, and be creative as a leader, and share your knowledge. Wow, I've shared almost 25 different things that
That's
leaders
good.
Are missing. Another one is stamina.
Mm.
When you think about that, I want to say for myself as a leader, I'm just not going to let you outwork me. Not that I don't have to or I won't. Or,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm going to lead by example. And when we talk about stamina, sometimes leaders give up too quickly, but they lead and they let their entire teams down. So we only have a few minutes remaining in the show. I want to open up the call if you'd like to join us to just give us some feedback today. We have someone from the 469 area code and also the 404 area code. We want to invite you to the show. 469, are you there? Hello? All right, and then we have some of our, hello, are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, this is Coach Anna. Who are we talking to?
This is Tina.
Hey, Tina, how are you doing?
I've just been truly enjoying this. It's a really good topic.
Well, thank you so very much. I'm glad that you joined us. I just wanted to get some feedback to see if anything rang out for you as a leader. Are you a leader in your environment?
I am.
All right. And so what stands out for you today?
I like the stamina, the one you ended on. I think
okay.
that's underrated.
And as it relates to stamina, it's having that ability to continue on in spite of it, correct?
Yes, and making corrections, are you delegating enough or escalating or even taking time off and, getting your energy back again versus, you know, quitting or giving up. So
oh,
that's really
good,
important.
Girl. Well, I don't want to,
yeah.
I put you on the spot, so, girl, I appreciate you sharing that with us. I'm going to invite 404 to the call. Are you there?
Hello?
Hi, how you doing? This is Coach Anna. Who are we talking to?
Hey, Coach, this is Tracy Colwood in Atlanta.
Hey, Tracy, I thought that might have been you. So what are you walking away from the show with today?
Oh, it was awesome. I can't wait to hear the remainder of the list. But my favorite, I think, was ethics. It is a strong point for leaders to be consistent.
Yes.
And it's just my favorite, and I thank you for sharing today.
Oh, you're so very welcome, Tracy. I want you to know you're loved and appreciated, and we appreciate you listening and sharing with us today. So you're listening to Coach Anna McCoy on The Real McCoy Show on Woman Act Now Radio. We've been talking about things that leaders are missing, or those missing elements of leadership. And we want to encourage you to continue to listen in. Go back and listen to some of the archives. Consider joining us at womanactnow.com and become a member so that we can help to coach you to greatness. That's what this is all about, providing you with all this information, helping you be the very best that you can be. And we can do that every single day of the week, whether we're talking to you live or you're looking at an archive. We're going to bless your life immensely. So we want to encourage you to join us on Mondays on 15 Minutes to Destiny calls. On this coming Monday, I'll be sharing five more principles on what women leaders, how women leaders execute, from the 50 most powerful women leaders. And so you don't want to miss that. You want to spend that 15 minutes with us so you can walk away with some powerful nuggets. And we want to just let you know you're loved and appreciated. And join us for Empowered by WAN Tuesdays. That's when it's all happening. We've got that Build Your Business call that started again. We want you to join us. If you're a member, it's a part of your membership to help you build your business, sustain it, and manage it. So be blessed and have a great day. Bye-bye.